I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, December 18th. It is another fully remote early release day for Quincy Public School students today. Officials say they decided to hold another remote learning day to give crews more time to clear snow from schools and sidewalks. There will be no kindergarten or pre-kindergarten today, and there's been no decision yet about after-school sports. Curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day due to the snowstorm. Thursday's pickup will take place Friday, and Friday's collection will happen on Saturday. A total of 13.4 inches of snow fell in Quincy. Nobody hurt in a house fire in Quincy during the snowstorm. Firefighters responded to 237 Marlborough Street in Wollaston just before 7 a.m. Thursday. All the occupants escaped safely. A faulty fireplace is believed to be the cause of that blaze. There were 58 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 806. Quincy's positivity rate has increased to 6.01%. Quincy is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 138 deaths. It is unclear when that controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth will be put back online. Enbridge Energy says that they're waiting for approval from federal regulators after two emergency shutdowns in September. Enbridge says they have resolved all of the issues and that the station is safe. Opponents, including the city of Quincy, continue to fight the station in court. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, December 18th.